If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and Serhii Plokhii's new book is Nuclear Folly, A History of the Cuban Missile Crisis. We come to a moment, a pause, in the crisis at hand in the White House to ask Nikita Khrushchev, who was he at this moment? Professor, my growing up and our growing up, Khrushchev was emphasized as something of a large clownish character, banging his shoe at the United Nations. But he was bloody-minded, he was successful, he was a peasant, and he was a powerful actor, often telling crude proverbs and overwhelming the better educated in the more ideological presidium. However, what was he to Jack Kennedy? What was their history together that comes to this crisis in 62?
Well, first of all, about Nikita Khrushchev. He was really mistook to be a clown by many people who dealt with him. But the most important thing about Nikita Khrushchev is that he became successor to Joseph Stalin. He not only survived under Joseph Stalin for decades, but he also was able to outsmart and then eventually to kill the chief secret policeman of Joseph Stalin. His name was Lavrentiy Beria. So it was a very, very shrewd and experienced and canny politician and political leader. And he believed that Jack Kennedy actually owed him his presidential election, because he was sending the KGB officers to the headquarters of President Kennedy, headed by at that time by Robert Kennedy, offering help and assistance. So we, in today's language, we probably would call this collusion. But if Khrushchev was misunderstood by many people, he certainly misunderstood Jack Kennedy. He thought that he was young, inexperienced, as he was young and inexperienced, but that he could actually manipulate him and push him. And this missiles, putting the missiles on the Cuban soil, was the moment when actually Kennedy refused to back off, refused to compromise. And that took Kennedy by surprise. So when the news arrived in Moscow that President Kennedy was about to deliver his speech, and in Moscow they knew nothing about what the speech would be about, there would be a sleepless night in Kremlin, where Khrushchev called in all his advisors and all his assistants, and they were thinking about what would come next. That what they were afraid of was that the Kennedy would actually declare the invasion of Cuba.
There was a complication to do with not only Castro and Cuba, but also both leaders, Mr. Kennedy and Ms. Khrushchev, had Berlin in mind the whole time. And they either used that or were misled by Berlin. What was the Berlin crisis of 61, now 62, and why was Kennedy fearful that he would lose Berlin if he moved on to Cuba?
Well, it was on Kennedy's watch that the Berlin Wall was built in August of 1961. And he was criticized for the way how he handled that he allowed that wall to be built. President Eisenhower went publicly actually claiming that on his watch, on President Eisenhower's watch, no walls were built whatsoever. But the wall was basically the in the eyes of Khrushchev. Solved the crisis in the eyes of Khrushchev himself, because what was at stake was the future existence of Eastern Germany as a communist state. As long as there was no wall, East Germans in mass were living, and mostly educated and young, were living East German state for West Germany. So something had to be done about that. And Khrushchev agreed that the East European leaders would build that wall on the territory of the of Eastern Berlin, occupied by the Red Army, not going on the American or British or French territory for that matter. And for Khrushchev, the issue was solved, but he was manipulating Kennedy by threatening that the next escalation will be over Berlin. And during most of the Cuban Missile Crisis, what Kennedy was concerned about was not nuclear war over Cuba, but nuclear war in Europe over Berlin. So in that sense, Khrushchev was a very, very shrewd manipulator.
Yes, what we're dealing with here is an ability to see in time how these two leaderships were misunderstanding each other, dealing with late information and guessing. We're going to turn next to where did Khrushchev come up with the idea of putting nuclear tip missiles into Cuba. Where did that come from and why did he do it? The book is Nuclear Folly, A History of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Sergei Plokhii is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.